happened sort of quietly under the night, and we had two injuries that occurred. Sean Rodriguez was brought in to be the Atlanta Braves second baseman this year, and they had Jace Peterson there. Then he had shoulder surgery. He's going to be out 3 to 5 months. So they went out and got Brandon Phillips, who has $14 million remaining on his contract. The Cincinnati Reds agreed to pay $13 million. They have two prospects involved. And now he's going to be the second baseman. A lot of people, I think Brandon Phillips is washed up. But he has back-to-back 290 hitting seasons. He has double-digit home runs and double-digit stolen bases, Scott Engel. This is a good play for Atlanta, it looks like.
You know what it is, though? It's a temporary play here. It's like, you know, they're opening up. I see what the Braves are doing here. They're opening up a new. They have such a rich farm system that a lot of average fans don't realize that they've built over the last few years, Tony. They traded off a lot of those veteran guys that they had, but they've built one of the top farm systems in majors. But you can't stick these guys in New SunTrust Stadium and expect to sell tickets. So what they're doing is they're getting guys like Phillips, they're getting guys like Kemp and Bartolo Colon, veterans who, you know, people know and can keep the team competitive. Because Brandon Phillips is going to turn 36 during the season. He can still put up pretty good numbers, as we saw last year. He hit 291, 11 home runs, 14 steals. He's still pretty good, but he's keeping the seat warm for Ozzy Albers. That's what Sean Rodriguez was doing. Jace Peterson, I don't think, is a guy that they're very interested in having, you know, as, you know, maybe a frontline starter for them. Ozzy Albers is that guy. He fractured his arm last year, but this kid can hit near 300 and give them a ton of speed. They look at the future as Ozzy Albers and Dansby Swanson being second and short. And fantasy players who play keeper dynasty leagues are waiting for Albers because you get some nice speed there. Phillips is a guy that they can keep there for at least a half a season and maybe a full year until Albers is ready, and, you know, he'll still give them pretty good numbers. And then it opens the door for Jose Peraza in Cincinnati.
Yep. Scott nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah, fantasy exec, the need for speed is out there in fantasy baseball 2017. Speed was down, home runs were up. Now a lot of people are going to be on the Jose Peraza bandwagon.
Yeah, he has a clear path right to it. Should be at the top of that lineup, and that's good stuff at the top of that lineup with those two speedsters. So he's a guy that fantasy owners are going to get involved with for his stolen base potential, a little bit of pop in a good spot in that lineup. So he has the job now. So they committed to him, and they got rid of Brandon Phillips to do so. So it's going to be interesting to see if his where his ADP starts to go.